desire hearts to share. Let the meditations of my mouth and the words of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, today gives to us all that we need to know for a joyous and happy life, filled with hope, the hope we can only see from here, a hope for eternal life. He tells us what has been done for us by His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the text for today's meditation, Acts 13, 26 to 39, we read, "Brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you that fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him, nor understand the utterances of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these by condemning him. For they have charged him with nothing deserving death, yet they asked Pilate to have him killed. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus, as also it is written in the second Psalm, 'Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee.' And as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he spoke in this way, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessing of David.' Therefore he says also in another Psalm, 'Thou wilt not let the Holy One see corruption.' For David, after he had served the counsel of God and his own generation, fell asleep, and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Let it be known to you, therefore, brethren, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone that believes is freed from everything from which he could not be freed by the law of Moses." God does it all. God sent out the word of his salvation to all mankind. But most specifically, he sent this joyous news to you and to me, to those who worship him, to his Son Jesus Christ, to those who fear God, who give comfort and hope. He tells us that we are his own. He has made us his own to the writing of regeneration of our baptism. And through his Son Jesus Christ, we are set free from all our sins. God comes to those who believe. But those who believe don't have an exclusive right to his word of salvation. He sends out his word of salvation to the prophets, to all people. He sent out his word of salvation, our text tells us in verse 27, to those who neither recognize him nor understand the utterances of the prophets, to those who could find no ground for putting him to death, yet ask that he be executed. God does not pick and choose the good and the bad. He simply declares salvation for all. If we ignore this proclamation, then it is our sin. But if the Holy Spirit brings us to the cross of Calvary, and we fall down on bended knee and believe that through Jesus Christ our sins are forgiven, our guilt is washed away, and we are set free. God doesn't stop with death on Calvary. He does more. There is a man when he raised Christ from death to life. And Christ then appeared to his disciples. Christ's Spirit, the proclamation of life and salvation for all mankind. He came to the disciples. He came to those who follow him, to those who believe, to you and to me. Yes, God's forgiveness is there for all mankind. It's there to all of us alike. But he only comes to us through the working of his Holy Spirit in the word proclaimed and preached. And yet we believe this word of salvation and come unto him, all of us who labor and are heavy laden, then he gives us the bread of rest. Those who hearken to this word of salvation are set free. Free from the curse of the law, from death itself. We will see only an earthly death, and only see the corruption of our earthly body. But our spiritual being will live forever. It will not taste the sin of death, which is the sin of death. Christ died so that we might live with him forever. God has placed on us then a responsibility of being his witnesses to all the people. To preach the good news, a fulfillment of what God promised to the Father coming through in his Son. To Christ saving us in the cross and resurrection, forgiveness of sins through. Yes, for all. And through this proclamation, we and those to whom we preach and bring this proclamation, salvation comes. Not through something I said, or something you might say, or something I might say someday, but through what God says to us, speaking. It's God speaking to us. To his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, we have peace and joy of salvation. So we can go out boldly and confidently, knowing for sure, knowing for sure that our Redeemer lives. And because he lives, we too shall live and be raised again on the last day. God sent his word of salvation, he sent his Son. So that we too might live. God does it all